You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Reagan's dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Well, are we having fun yet, Royals fans? Are we having a good time with this one, this West Coast road trip, these late nights, offensive showings from the boys in blue? Royals win tonight. They take the opener in the desert, make it four straight. No, not four straight victories, but four straight games in which your stars, your offensive stars, were stars. Royals have won 3 of 4. They have the record back to 5 games below .500. Royals win 9-3, and it wasn't that close. Royals take care of Eduardo Rodriguez and turn this one into a laugher early. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. It's going to sound a lot like last night's show and the show prior to that. Okay, maybe not prior to that when this little run started. And you know what? I don't even know if you can call it a run. It's four straight games. But let that show you just how starved we've been as Royals fans. Starved for our big dogs to eat. Well, they've been eating on the West Coast. And tonight, Vinny eating like a big Italian should. Well, all three of them, again, continue to perform like we heard so very often last summer on the debut album. Vinny, Bobby, and Salvi tonight drive in a combined 8 runs. They score 4 runs among the three of them. They score 4 times. The Diamondbacks only scored 3 times. So once again, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi do the damage. And when the big three are doing that, coupled with one of the best rotations in all of Major League Baseball, ladies and gentlemen, you were tapping your toe to it all summer, last year. That's the formula that allowed this team to win 86 games a season ago. Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, and the best rotation in the American League. It's a recipe, it's a formula that works. It worked again tonight. We've been waiting for this, and it's only 4 games, so we need to wait again for game 2 in Arizona, and then the finale on Sunday, and they need to do it over a elongated period of time, a sustained stretch of baseball, quality baseball, from the most quality hitters on this team. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Not only were the big three big, but Chris Bubich makes a loud statement, in my opinion, a very loud statement that, yes, indeed, I belong in the All-Star game. I better get that news Sunday morning in Arizona that Chris Bubich is going to the Midsummer Classic, right? He needs to be presented with an All-Star jersey coming up on Sunday morning because he gives up two runs in the first inning right after his offense puts him on the winning side of things, right? Vinny runs into a three-run home run in the first inning, but Bubich gives two runs right back as he's just not good enough in that first. But boy, did he ever rebound. Now, thanks to the offense giving him a nice cushion where he could be even more on the attack. After that two-run first inning, Chris Bubich throws six innings of one-run baseball. Just outstanding stuff today as he picks up his team-leading 11th quality start on the season. His first ever start in Arizona against the Diamondbacks. He picks up his seventh win of the season. Again, the phone lines are there for you, 913-586-7965. So we've seen the formula, we've seen the recipe of 2024 show up again over the past four games. I know you're feeling good, because this is the team you fell in love with a summer ago. But we're now 89 games into the season. As I mentioned, the Royals are still five games below 500, with half a dozen teams in front of them blocking their way to the final wild card spot. So I'm excited about this performance tonight, but I still come back to the question of, is it too late? Your thoughts on that? 913-586-7965. Royals have eight more games until the All-Star break. 20 more until the trade deadline. Is there any shift in your mindset? For those that were entertaining the idea of trading Chris Bubich, are you still? Yes or no? And has that price gone up? With seven strong innings tonight, Bubich, the eighth best ERA in Major League Baseball, a mark of 2.36. It's also the eighth best ERA in Royals franchise history through a pitcher's first 17 outings. For those, including myself, that have been entertaining and in agreement that, yes, of course you trade Seth Lugo, do you still feel that way? Has there been a shift in your mindset when it comes to Lugo? To me, the thing that I keep coming back to when it comes to trading Seth Lugo away, I put myself in the seats of owner John Sherman. If I'm talking to J.J. Piccolo, this team's general manager, about trading Seth Lugo, here's my message to him. I'm okay if you trade Lugo, so long as you can prove to me that it's not a white flag. You can trade him, but show me how we're going to cover it. Because I'm not willing to wave the white flag on that final wild card spot. I'll trade him, but how are we going to replace him? Who's taking that rotation spot? And if that name isn't encouraging, if that doesn't elicit excitement from me or a possible filler for Seth Lugo, well, show me a sustained run of offense from this club that would allow me to believe that we're not out of it if we get rid of Seth Lugo. Because right now, 89 games into this season, there's no doubt about it, this team has been dragged by the rotation, has been carried, you know, dragged to victories by this rotation. So 913-586-7965, I'm wondering about Bubich, I'm wondering about Lugo. Has your mindset changed as we now sit 20 games away from the trade deadline? Let's start off in Lee's Summit. Rachel, you're going to hit leadoff tonight. Rachel, happy 4th of July. Royals win 9-3. How you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm feeling amazing. I have actually a lot of bets in tonight. So I was just super excited about that. Actually, I was just calling because I noticed that we were talking about all these great hitters tonight. And yes, with, you know, Perez, like, I mean, everybody hit tonight, like, multiple hits, like, oh my God, like the home runs. But I was wondering, I'm like, why didn't we make any kind of shout out for Canna? I mean, like, I feel like I was like, oh my God, like, dude got a home run, and there wasn't any kind of shout out for him. So I was like thinking that, you know, that's got to be what, honorable mention at least, right? Like, I was excited about that.
I've been waiting for you, Rachel. I've been waiting for you to call up. I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, Mark Canna's first home run of the season, his first home run since last July. Canna made it a 9-2 Royals lead there in the fifth inning. They would go on to win 9-3. No, shout out Mark Canna, a terrific guy, a great clubhouse personality, no doubt about it. But Mark Canna is not one of my top 5-10 takeaways from this one tonight, because as I look at the final 73 games of the season, to me, Mark Canna is not playing a pivotal role. If the final 73 games are going to fill us with more than just the occasional entertainment, if this thing's going to get fun heading into August and September, with all due respect to Mark Canna, it's not about him. It's about Salvi, it's about Bobby, it's about Vinny. It begins with those three. It's always started with those three. Since last December, since the end of the ALDS last year against the Yankees, it's been about those three. So to see those three put together a stretch of four straight games like we've witnessed on the West Coast, that to me is maybe the most encouraging stretch of offense we've seen. This is, without question, the most encouraging stretch of offense we've seen from this team all season. Now, the most encouraging thing about this team all season has been the rotation. Right? The reason we still show up is because, hey, who's pitching? Hey, we got a chance to win. Waka's throwing. Bubich is throwing. It's Lugo. It's Reagans. It's Lorenzen. It's Cameron. You always have a chance with this rotation. And finally, the big dogs in the lineup are starting to show up. Now, we saw last year there's an end to what that recipe can provide. Right, the big three in a great rotation can get you to the ALDS. I don't know if it can win you a World Series. But as we sit here today, Royals at 42 and 47, man, I'd be more than happy with an ALDS right now. Rachel, way to get us started, and way to shout out Mark Canna. Let's go to Lane in Overland Park. Lane, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Lance, but it's all right, man.
Sorry about that, dude.
Hey, it's cool, man. Just wanted to get a little late night call, and I love the score, obviously, but man, it's just like games like this kind of confused me, because I was going into the Mariners series with the mindset, I believe it was you that said, you know, we need to take three out of four, so we split it, and I'm like, okay. And then I'm starting to see some offense, and I'm like, where do we go with this team? Because it's almost like we're in a dangerous spot with, you know, false optimism. But then again, you know, it's July, and I feel like everybody's treating, not everybody, but a lot of people are treating this little surge in offense like it's a September surge, and it's not. It's July 4th, 5th.
Yeah, right.
You know, they got time to sustain this. And I just guess, what I'm trying to say long-windedly is, what do we make of these guys? And I'll listen off air, Vern. It's always good talking to you late night.
Yeah, nice to hear from you, Lance. Yep. Actually, that was Alex Gold. Alex Gold was the guy that said if they don't win three or four in Seattle, he no longer wants to talk about trading for anything other than something that helps the team next season. Which, I mean, Gold makes a very valid point. And Lane, I think you know the answer to the question that you posed. I think your gut's telling you, not yet. Meaning, you're not all in yet. Like, you're not going to get hurt by this team yet. Now, you're going to follow, you're going to listen, you're going to watch, you're going to cheer, you're going to go to games. Now, you're still going to get hurt after tough losses, but I mean, where we were on opening day, where this team, I mean, inside the clubhouse, it wasn't, man, I hope we make it to October. It's, we're going to the postseason. I think we shared that feeling going into the season, right? Most Royals fans thought it's not if, it's who we're going to play in October. I'm not getting that sense, nor should I, from Royals fans right now. So, Lance, I think, you know, what should they do? I'm going to go back to what I've been saying now for about a week and a half. I think it's something bold. Now, something bold can be parting with a prospect that you prize to bring in one bat, to bring in that outfield bat that you think can come alongside Cags and Salvi, Michael, Vinny, Bobby, and India, and create a pretty formidable top seven in the lineup. That would be bold. To part with a prospect you prize while you sit five games below 500, that's a very aggressive move from a team that has shown you really not much to believe that they warrant such an aggressive move. So bold isn't just buying, though. I think you can be bold sellers, too. Again, to go back to Chris Bubich, a guy that you have under team control not only for the remainder of this season, but all next season, too. 913-586-7965. Bubich, seven innings of three-run baseball. He strikes out six across seven innings. And for the season now, Bubich has 107 punchouts in 103 innings of work. That's a top 20 strikeout total in the sport. In fact, only six pitchers in Royals history have struck out more batters in their first 17 starts of a season. Chris Bubich, without question. I understand Vinny drove in six. Seven innings, quality start from Chris Bubich. I think Chris Bubich is still the guaranteed foods player of the game. I'm not going to take that for granted, man. Pitching is what has allowed this team. Pitching, performances like what we saw tonight from Chris Bubich and what he's done all season is the only reason why we're having such an uplifting, positive conversation on this postgame show, despite the win. So yeah, Chris Bubich is the guaranteed foods player of the game. And for being named player of the game, he and his family will receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. It'll all be delivered to the Bubich's home, courtesy of Guaranteed Foods. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Cohen in Kansas City. Cohen, what's going on, buddy? How you been?
Hi, Vern. So, I don't know if you saw, but we just sent down Drew Waters for Luke Maley. Do you think Piccolo's idea coming into the series is to sweep the Diamondbacks, then leave with one of their players, like Geraldo Perdomo, who I've mentioned previously, or Eugenio Suarez? Thanks for letting me on the air. I will listen off. Thank you.
Yeah, you're always welcome on the air, Cohen. I can promise you the plan for Piccolo is to sweep the Diamondbacks. I know that's his hope. I saw the move of Drew Waters being optioned down to Omaha. John Rave rides again. But the move, of course, made because of the uncertainty around the left calf of Salvador Perez. So the team now adds a third catcher. And yeah, listen, if Eugenio Suarez would certainly be a bold move. You need a right-handed bat. Now that, in my opinion, makes him the everyday DH. Royals have a defensive third baseman. They have a third baseman that's hitting as well. Right, Michael's still batting .303. He's one of only 10 qualified hitters in the big leagues batting better than .300. But sure, you're a better team with Suarez's bat. I would not be opposed to that, and I think that certainly would be characterized as bold. Now, the only issue with making a deal for a guy like the 33-year-old Suarez is he's a free agent at the end of this season. So it's a rental, right? It's a 2-3 month rental. And you're not the only one interested in a guy that, you know, tonight bashed his 28th home run of the season. So it's going to be a bidding war for a 2 month rental. And you're going to be in that bidding war against teams that already know they're going to October, right? Teams that are above 500. getting into a bidding war for a guy that is on an expiring contract, well, I guess that would be bold. I guess that would be characterized as bold. Personally, thanks but no thanks to Suarez. Perdomo today reaches base four times. Two walks and a pair of singles for the 25-year-old. He's got 3 years of arbitration ahead of him. That's going to be a pretty... it's going to be a pretty sizable return for the Diamondbacks to part with someone that talented, that has that many years of team control. Can he really hold it down in the outfield? I'm not sure about that. So I don't see where he fits in either. But like I mentioned with Suarez, Cohen, you're a better team with Perdomo in your lineup and on your squad. So, hey, if you can make it work, JJ, make it happen. Cohen, always a pleasure hearing from you, buddy. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Chad in Parkville. Chad, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Yo. Like you. Love the show. I just want to know what's going on with the pitching, as in, and this commies, let's go to new heights, as in stupid questions, stupid answers, whatever, you know, something like that. When the pitcher has the lead, how different do they pitch?
They should be more aggressive, right? You can give up solo home runs when you have a big lead. So you can leave one, you know, you can attack the strike zone. You just don't want to walk guys when you have a lead. So I think you're more aggressive in the zone when you have a lead.
So the offense are more comfortable, they're going after it.
Right. And you saw that, right? The swings and misses and the strikeouts really went up for Chris Bubich once he settled in and that lead continued to expand.
Well, he had the 3-2 lead. I mean, obviously he was probably still protecting it after the first inning. But once that lead rose...
doubled, yeah.
Yeah, he went way more aggressive.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Nice hearing from you, Chad. Royals jump out to a 3-0 lead in the first. Diamondbacks get two in the bottom half of the first, but then Royals come right back and score another three runs in the second inning. That put them up 6-2, and it was all over but the crying after that. Royals take game one in the desert, 9-3, the final score. We'll take a quick timeout, get right back to your phone calls after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
0-1 the count. Now the pitch. And a swing and a ball well hit. Deep right center field. And that ball is gone. A two-run homer for Vinny Pasquantino. His second long ball of the night. And the Royals lead it 8-2. And Vinny has driven in 6 of the 8 runs.
Ooh, boy, a career-high 6 stakes for Vinny Pasquantino, his second career multi-home run game, numbers 13 and 14 on the season. He leads the team in big flies, leads the team with 53 RBI, an outstanding night, and that his second of 2 home runs, without question, tonight's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. So in the first inning, Jonathan India wears one on his left arm for a leadoff hit by pitch. Bobby Witt Jr., and this was really the theme of the game. Bobby and Vinny showed up ready to hit, ready to do damage. Bobby, 0-1 changeup elevated off of the plate. He's not sitting around and waiting it. That's a piece of cheese out there. I can reach a little bit and shoot it to right field. So Bobby's on with a single. It's first and second with nobody out. And Vinny Pasquantino gets ahead in the count against the lefty Eduardo Rodriguez. He's ahead in the count 2-0, and then he gets 92 in the middle and destroys it. 394 feet over the right field wall, 106 miles per hour off of the bat. It snaps the Royals' season-long 5-game homerless streak. So 3-0 Royals there in the first, after Bubic gave 2 back in the bottom half of that frame. Royals score 3 in the second to take a 6-2 lead. That brings us to the fourth. Bobby Witt Jr., 6th pitch of the at-bat, 92 mile per hour fastball from the lefty Rodriguez is down and in, and Bobby smokes it back up the middle. And then Vinny, an 0-1 fastball up in the zone, inner third of the plate, crushed 401 feet over the right center field wall, 104 miles per hour off of his bat. Vinny is now batting .319 since the end of April, with an OPS of 861. Here's what he had to say on the field after the game as the Royals take game one from the Diamondbacks, final score 9-3. Vinny with Joel Goldberg on FanDuel Sports Network.
Yeah, I think we did a nice job of carrying over what last night was. A lot of good at-bats last night, a lot of good at-bats tonight. So we're pretty happy with the results the past two nights. Now we, quick turnaround and be back out here tomorrow.
One of the things that Monty and I were talking about in the pregame is you can't look at Eduardo Rodriguez's numbers because he had a spectacular June. What had you seen leading up, and then what did you see in the first inning?
You just try to, he's a guy that's around the zone a lot. You try to find some pitches that you feel comfortable being aggressive with, and we were able to do that to him tonight. And, it was just all around good night off of him. And, we're ready to turn the page towards tomorrow.
I know you're comfortable facing anyone. I heard you as you were walking in on that first one, celebrating that it was a homer against a lefty. You did get Framber Valdez, but this was the second one. Anything in terms of extra meaning for you?
Extra meaning. It's just nice to help the team out. Runners in scoring position, guys, hitting off of lefties. I feel like I haven't really done my job this year in terms of that. So it was nice to be able to do it tonight and looking forward to the opportunity tomorrow.
All right, last thing, you said quick turnaround. As you guys were shaking hands, I heard some of the coaching staff say, everybody stay up till 4 in the morning. It was tongue in cheek, but those are tough. Those are tough travel nights too. I know it's part of your job. How do you rally yourself to get that energy?
Tomorrow's the important day for it because normally it doesn't really hit you until the following day. So
we need to do a nice job tonight of getting some rest and being ready to go tomorrow.
Vinny Pasquantino, a lifetime 500 hitter against the Arizona Diamondbacks, has a hit in all seven meetings with the Snakes. A lifetime 15 for 30 against the D-backs. Royals win 9-3. I'm telling you, everything the offense did tonight, the nine runs, right? It's only the sixth time this season the boys have put up nine in a game. Everything begins with those big three. I know Rachel called up earlier to give Mark Canha his flowers, and that's fine. That's one of the nine runs. The other eight all come back to Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi. I already explained the two home runs belted by Vinny, scoring India and scoring Bobby Witt. But the big three were big also in that three-run second inning as well. Freddie Fermin with the leadoff single. John Ray follows with a base hit of his own. Poor defense by the Diamondbacks allow the bases to be juiced with nobody out. Bobby Witt Jr., again, at this point it's a 3-2 Royals lead. Top of the second inning. Bases loaded, nobody out. Bobby Witt Jr. with the bases juiced. He's thinking opposite field. He gets a cutter down and in and somehow carves that bad boy into right field, driving in Freddie Fermin. And then Vinny laces an 0-1 fastball in the middle of the plate, 92 miles per hour coming in, 105 miles per hour going to center field. 5-2 Royals. And then Salvi with one out and the bases loaded. The 35-year-old captain busted down the first base line to avoid a double play, an inning-ending double play. It allows Jonathan India to come in to score, and the Royals go up 6-2. Salvi, career RBI number 965. He's now just 27 away from Amos Otis for the third most in franchise history. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. Pam in Kansas City. Pam, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Good evening and good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. How have you been?
Doing all right. Happy 4th.
Yeah, right back at you. Nice to hear from you.
You know, I'm just wondering if, and I'm thinking about contracts and arbitration and all this stuff. I'm just wondering if we need to let go of the contracts that we don't have control
yeah,
of past
sure,
next
sure,
year.
Sure.
Past
yeah,
next I, year and bring up the young guys from Omaha.
Yeah. Pam, I appreciate the phone call. The expiring contracts you're talking about include Seth Lugo, Mark Canha, Michael Lorenzen. I mean, Hunter Harvey's hurt, but you could throw him into the mix. If you trade Michael Lorenzen or Seth Lugo, there is not a young guy in Omaha to replace him. The young guy in Omaha was named Noah Cameron. So, I'm not saying that you can't trade Seth Lugo. But if I'm John Sherman, I'm telling J.J. Piccolo, you can trade Lugo, but first you got to prove to me that it's not a white flag. Because I ain't putting up a white flag to this fan base right now. Not in early July. Now, I expected this place to be full in August and September. We ain't waving the white flag in July. So until you can prove to me that this team could cover losing Seth Lugo, not meaning that there's someone in the system that can pitch as well as Seth Lugo. My point being, the rotation has been the only reason why you're winning most nights, or whenever you do win. Because no one, it's been a great rotation all season, right? And a horrible offense all season. But pitching and defense win in this game. Show me that if we take a slight step backward in the rotation, that the offense is taking that same slight step forward to offset that regression. That's what I would say if I was running this thing. I'm fine moving Lugo. But I ain't fine telling my fans that it's over. And right now, if you move Lugo, that's exactly what you're telling them. Pam, I appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7965. The Royals pitching staff has the second best ERA in all of Major League Baseball, the lowest ERA by any Royals team since 1985. My game notes following this 9-3 Royals victory are brought to you by Jay's South Lanteau. Be in the know and call Jay's South Lanteau. Let's go to Kathy out in Los Angeles. Kathy, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. What was the Tigers' record last year when they decided to trade Flaherty and give up? And then they ended up making the playoffs. Because, I mean, I'm just wondering if the Royals are kind of in the same situation. If they give up and trade Lugo and then but end up in the playoffs this year. Because I don't think they should give up. Because I'm thinking that they still have a chance of making it.
Kathy, last season, the Detroit Tigers, through 89 games, they were 41-48, so one game worse than where the Royals are right now.
Yeah, and they made it to the playoffs.
Yeah. I don't know if that's something that is easily replicated, but if it offers hope, no doubt. Kathy, nice to hear from you. Appreciate it. 913-586-7965. The Royals are now 18-0 this season when they score six or more. Of those 18 games where they scored six, 13 of the 18 have come on the road. We'll take our final quick timeout. Get back to your phone calls after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
Rodriguez delivers. Then pass Quintino, powers it. High in the air. Deep right field. Headed for the seats and gone. A first inning three-run homer for Vinny Pasquantino. Cue the 4th of July fireworks early tonight. It's 3-0 Royals in the top of the first inning.
That was just the beginning. Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. A 3-0 lead turns into a 9-3 Royals victory. They take the opener from the Diamondbacks in Arizona. Vinny's home run there in the first of two home runs today for the Pasquatch, the first of three for the Royals, and one of 48 home runs today around Major League Baseball, the second most on a single July 4th in baseball history, second only to July 4th, 2000, at courtesy of Sarah Langs of MLB.com. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Justin in Oklahoma City. Justin, you're on the postgame show as the Royals get back to five games below 500.
Hey, brother. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Vern, first of all, happy 4th of July to you and your family. And actually, I'm just glad to be listening to you on the 4th of July. I mean, I can listen to you. I listen to you every day. I appreciate it, brother.
Then I know you enjoyed that game. What stood out to you? Who do you think Bubich deserves the guaranteed foods player of the game, or should it have gone to Vinny?
I think it should have gone to Chris did an excellent job tonight pitching. Obviously, I think Vinny, those bombs he hit tonight was amazing. But there's one thing I want to talk to you about. So when I was watching the game, when I watched the broadcast, I Cags had two hits tonight, and we all know that kid.
He did way too much pouting, though. I'll tell you that. Some terrible body language tonight from Cags.
Yeah, but I mean, golly, man, that kid.
No, that just shows
me
that the game's getting to him. For people that missed it, Jack Caglione's grounded out in the fourth inning for the third out with nobody on. But still, grounds out to end the inning, and he spikes his bat. Comes up again to lead off the seventh inning. Flies out to the opposite field and spikes his bat again. I thought that was reflective of a young man that is allowing the failure of big league baseball to get the best of him.
Right. But also, at the same time, he got two hits tonight. And I seen in the dugout that, you know, Michael Lorenzen and you know, Vinny was kind of picking him up. And I just think that he came in. I mean, obviously, okay, so I listen to 96.5 The Fan every day. I mean, I love you guys, and I love listening. And, you know, the pressure, everybody.
Jack Caglione doesn't listen, though, you know.
He doesn't listen, but I'm just telling you.
To me, it's not the pressure, Justin. I know outside there was a lot of pressure on him, and we talked a lot about him in the media. But what we're seeing right now is the big leagues. The guy never failed in the minor leagues. Didn't fail in college, probably had the time of his life in high school. He's so freaking good, the first time he fails is at the highest of levels. So, to me, it's not pressure getting to him. It's confronting failure for the first time in your life. Me, I confronted failure when I was like 8 years old, and it's been a steady stream of failure since. So I've learned how to handle it. A guy like Jack Caglione, who's just been the man his entire life, I think that's what you're seeing. This isn't anybody else's doing other than the game and the baseball gods.
Absolutely. Well, I definitely agree. I mean, that's the reason I listen to you every day, man, because I just love your insights. I love your input. I can't wait to listen to you tomorrow. I appreciate the support, man.
Means a lot. Thank you very much. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. Let's head inside that Royals clubhouse. See what Chris Bubich had to say. Bubich again, 7 innings of 3-run baseball. 2 runs come in to score in the first inning, and those were Bubich's fault. Maybe a great or a very good defensive right fielder helps him out a little bit more. Maybe only one run would have come in to score. But Bubich gives up 2 runs in the first inning. Gives up a leadoff home run to Eugenio Suarez in the 6th. But he pitched his tail off in between. Got some solid defense behind him. Freddie Fermin was terrific behind the dish. A huge double play with first and third and one out in the 3rd inning. Let's hear what Chris Bubich had to say after the game as he records the decision. It's a win tonight. But he records the decision for a 6th straight start. Bubich now 7-6 on the season. Here's what he had to say on FanDuel Sports Network.
I think to navigate my way through seven innings, you know, a lot of that's due to the offense and the production they put up early to help me settle in there. But, you know, just to scatter the base runners enough, you know, didn't get ahead very often. But we just found a way to get through seven. And like I said, the offensive production early definitely allowed me to feel like I could settle in, especially after that third inning. We got that big double play to get out of it. And then Vinny came over to me in the dugout, just kind of told me to calm down because I was getting a little frustrated with myself, probably a little more than usual, just because I knew I wasn't executing early. And given the work that the offense did early, I just didn't want that to go to waste, you know, let them claw back in it. But they did a good job extending the lead. And, you know, we just, you know, that's our brand of baseball when we're playing well is, you know, it's a lot more comfortable pitching with an early lead. And like I said, the offense picked me up early. Freddie's sticking with me there. But overall, a nice team win to do it in all facets.
All right, there you go. That's Chris Bubich. I can't take anymore. Good for the boys. Enjoy being a big leaguer. I love to hear the music in the background. I loved hearing Will Ferrell sing Love Me Sexy during Matt Quatrero's press conference earlier. But good. Glad to hear the boys celebrating, but I couldn't listen to Bubich compete with the music in the background. Bubich averaging more than six innings per start through 17 outings. I don't know if anyone saw that coming. You may have thought Bubich was going to be good this season, but there's no way you thought he would average more than six per 17 starts into a season. Bubich with the quality start. The only teams in Major League Baseball that have more quality starts than this Royals team are the first place Phillies, the first place Astros, and the team right now that holds the first wild card spot, the Tampa Bay Rays. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my phone call, Vernon. Yeah, look, Vinny Pasquantino obviously had a tremendous game, career high, six RBIs and two home runs. And, you know, I think it is Chris Bubich for the Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. You know, we only had to use two pitchers. And shout out to Carter Jensen as he has now five home runs and a triple A. So I hope to see you out there next week when we play the Pirates. And hopefully we're above 500, Vern, because I think we will be right around 500 when the All-Star break. And I hope that Chris Bubich gets a starting spot in the All-Star game, Vern.
Ooh,
good luck.
I don't know. I mean, Tarek Skubal's going to be the starter. Appreciate
yeah,
the phone
I'm saying
call.
Like a, I'm just saying like a spot in the All-Star game, not the starter. Obviously, Skubal's going to be the starter. But hopefully see you out there at the K in 2 weeks, Vern, or next week.
No doubt. Love it. Garrett, always appreciate the support, buddy. Yeah, Carter Jensen, a 438-foot blast tonight in AAA. Carter, a 21-year-old, soon-to-be 22-year-old from Park Hill here in Kansas City. Five homers in, what, a week? 2 weeks at AAA? That's impressive. Speaking of home runs, Royals hit three tonight. Royals have 61 home runs on the season. That's the fewest in all of baseball. They have 46 home runs on the road. Only 15 at home. Wow. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Let's go to the text line. From the 913, Vern, I feel like Salvi's success has a trickle-down effect. Yeah, I don't know if it's necessarily trickle-down as much as it is he's one of the three most important bats on the team, and when he performs, the team performs. Bobby Vinny Salvi, we've been talking about it for more than a year now. This offense goes as far as those three take them. You were hoping this season it would be different, that they would have more of a supporting cast. And I guess you could say they do with Mike Hell. But unfortunately, those three have not been the Herculean hitters that they were a season ago. Although, Bobby's on some kind of a roll right now. He extends his franchise record road hitting streak to 24 straight games. Bob is batting .328 away from Kauffman Stadium this season. And that hitting streak is the longest road hitting streak in the big leagues in more than 4 years. Got to go back to Marcus Semien in 2021. Really impressive. Few more from the text line. Rally Mantis predicts that the boys are about to go on a 7-game winning streak. From the 913, I hope you address Jack Caglione's immaturity at the plate. I did, and I agree. But he'll be better for it. You know, I was listening to Bobby Witt Jr. earlier today on Mookie Betts' podcast. And Bobby was talking about the lessons that he learned growing up in a baseball household, the lessons that his dad taught him as a young man about acting like a professional, preparing for the big league clubhouse. Bobby's been trying to impart so many of those lessons that he learned from his old man, trying to impart those on Jack Caglione. Cags will be better for this. Scott in Phoenix writes in, Vern, if we can get back to 500 before the All-Star break, I say go for it. Be aggressive at the deadline. Well, to get to 500 before the trade deadline, 8 games to go, so the Royals would have to go, what, 6-2? No, 7-1. 7-1, 6-2 will get them a game above or a game below 500. It's doable. It's certainly doable. Waka tomorrow, Lorenzen in the finale, 3 at home against the last place Pirates, and then 3 at home against the Mets team that is caught up in an injury-fueled freefall. Can they go 6-2 down the stretch? Can they go 7-1 down the stretch? That's something to watch for. I'm with it. I like it. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
And good morning, Josh. How you doing? I had a good 4th of July. Pretty good. Yeah, it was a great night for the Royals. Vinny with 6 RBIs. And Jack, you know, he was frustrated. You know, he made the play, you know, and the outfield and in the play, you know, where he must understand, you know. Yeah, he'll figure it out, you know. It's not like the minors. He knows he's good. He just can't. He's up 6 runs, you know. He just doesn't get too frustrated at the plate. And he'll be better for this. Let's take your
business. That's a great point.
Here, Jack.
Dan,
here,
yeah, thanks for the – it's a great point. In that, what are you so frustrated about? Your performance. You're spiking the bat with your team up 9-2. A team that's, at this time, 6 games below 500. A team that had lost way too much. 9 of its previous 12, 15 of its previous 22. And you guys are boat racing the Diamondbacks. What are you pouting for? Veterans don't care for that. Guys like Salvi don't care for big leaguers that are disappointed in a win, excited after losses because they had good performances. Cags, he's better than that. And like you said, Dan, he'll be better for that. But it's a great point. With that type of a lead, you're just showing your selfishness in those moments. Dan, always appreciate the phone call, buddy. 913-586-7965. Raj in the Ozarks is wondering if the Royals can put up this type of offense or performance at home. Yeah, I mean, if they are going to rattle off a nice little run here. If they are going to turn things around, there's no doubt about it, Raj. It begins at home. Right. Literally, it begins when you get back home coming up on Monday to take on the Pirates and then the New York Mets. Give me a 5-1 homestand. It starts at home, no doubt about it. The 913 is loving the sounds coming from the clubhouse, although Guy in Gladstone, I see him on the text line, he's for some reason, stewing about the fact that Ryan O'Hearn has become an all-star in Baltimore. Well, Guy, personally, I'm really happy for Ryan O'Hearn. But I think this might put your concerns at ease. I was recently listening to Ryan O'Hearn on MLB Network Radio, and he was asked about this breakout of not just 2025, but the breakout in Baltimore. What we've seen from O'Hearn over the past 3 seasons, where he's a well above average big leaguer, big league hitter, that is. And he was asked, is it just getting the opportunity in Baltimore, or is there something mechanical, something that you only could have learned with time and experience?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it is mechanical, really. I used to be a really bad forward mover, and then I would kind of use my hands, and I'd chase a lot of breaking balls, and then swing under a lot of fastballs, like the four-seam hybrid fastballs that our guys are throwing nowadays. And then, so I think the kind of a change in mechanics, understanding my lower half a little bit better, understanding that, less effort is good at this level. I think a lot of young players come here and they just want to, swing out of their shoes all the time. And I was definitely that guy early in my career. And just the older I got, kind of toning down the effort level a little bit, having cleaner mechanics, simpler mechanics, and that translated into putting a lot more balls in play. And then over the last 2 years, really taking pride in trying to strike out as little as possible. Put the ball in play, good things happen. And, there's a lot more hits, obviously, when you put the ball in play, balls find holes, things like that. I want to put stress on the defense. As a infielder, I know how stressful it can be when every guy in the lineup puts a ball in play and kind of makes things happen, as opposed to a ton of strikeouts makes it easier. So, all thinking about all those things and started really taking pride in cutting down on my strikeouts the last couple of years.
It was a great conversation, but the more I heard from him, the more it's like anything in life. Some people get it right away. Some need to experience life before they mature, evolve, become the person they're ultimately going to be. So celebrate Ryan O'Hearn. Don't look back at anger. If you want to do that with Brent Rooker. Appreciate you listening, guy. Hopefully you'll be listening tomorrow for the On Deck Show that begins at 2 o'clock as Michael Wacha squares off with fellow right-hander Ryne Nelson. It's a 3-10 first pitch, game 2 in the desert. Royals looking to take the series and make this another winning road trip. All right, back-to-back winning road trips, three straight road trips of 500 or better. That sounds great until you look at that home record like Raj was talking about. It's got to start somewhere, though, right? And hopefully it started on the West Coast. Royals win 9-3. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Or I guess later on today. On Deck Show at 2 o'clock. Take care, Kansas City. Thanks for listening.
Been listening to Burns Postgame Show.
Onto the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out at home plate!
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.